Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Hex, Certified Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, trying to get you to that retirement finish line safe and sound. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
We're doing great. We're recovering from last weekend.
By the way,
thank you for your help, and thanks to WDBO Radio for being there. For those listeners may not know where we were, and for those that came by last, you finally turned on my mic, did you do that?
No, your mic's been on. There's been a little bit of an echo I'm trying to fix.
Oh, all right. How's that?
Yes.
Good? All right.
I don't know.
So we'd like to say thank you for all the folks that came out to see Nancy and me and the 10 other certified financial planners from CFG last week at the Orlando Prime Expo at the Convention Center. And appreciate your help, Kyle, for being there and broadcasting live. We had a good time, and we hope to see you sometime again in the future.
Yeah, that was great. We got to meet a lot of listeners, had to get the veterans breakfast, got to meet everybody there at the veterans breakfast, and Aaron Burt introduced me everybody. That was a really great time. We had a great live broadcast of On the Money last week at the Orange County Convention
Center. Let me ask executive producer here, Donnie Morehouse, when that veterans seminar is going to be on the air for our next week. Yeah, there was, for the listeners that may not know what we did, Aaron Burt was part of a panel of veteran experts to talk about what veterans are entitled to, how they can get it. Jody Murphy did about a 15-20 minute monologue on all the legal issues and how they can take advantage of the benefits that they've earned as veterans. So that'll be, where that can be posted there? Facebook. Okay, so keep your eye open for that. If you have more information, contact us at Certified Financial Group. Anyway, Nancy and I are here to talk this morning about things that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances as they relate to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages. We are here, we are live, and we are one of the few, in fact, we are the only radio call-in radio, financial call-in radio show that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planners. We answer questions. This isn't a one-hour monologue to tell you about who we are, what we do, although we'd be glad to answer any questions about that. But we're here to help you. It's what Nancy and I do every day for a fee at Certified Financial Group, working with our clients as fiduciaries. So if you have any questions that have been on your mind regarding personal finances and decisions that you're trying to make about your 401k, about an IRA, about real estate, all those kind of questions, we are here. And the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. 844-220-0965.
And we might also mention FaceTime Live.
Well, I don't know what FaceTime Live is, but Facebook Live.
Well,
you can go to facebook.com/certifiedfinancialgroup.
Yeah, we cover that too.
Yep, and then you can go to the video there and leave a message in the comment section, and we'll see that. Or you can text us, 21232. That is 21232. We each dash to keep it about 160 characters, because that's all we can see on our screen. And we'll be able to answer those questions throughout the day. All right, topic of the day, Nancy Heck. I know the markets were down last year, but yes, you have to take more money out of your IRA.
This is a conversation I had with one of my clients last week. He called to ask me what his required minimum distribution was going to be for this year. Can you hear me? Are you having problems?
Yep, we got
it. Yeah, you're just on the wrong mic. That's okay.
All right. Well,
you're on the right mic now. You're good to go.
Regardless, so with all the talk about how the markets were negative last year, and when I told him how much his required minimum distribution was, he was shocked that he had to take out more than he did for 2018. So there's a couple reasons why. First of all, the way that I have his IRA account allocated is a little bit more towards the income side and less towards the growth side. And the growth investments were the ones that took the bigger hit last year. So, therefore, his balances had not gone down as much as the markets had. And another thing he didn't realize is that every year as you age, the percentage that you have to withdraw from your qualified accounts increases. So most people are aware that the first withdrawal at 70.5 is 3.65% of your total balance from the previous year on all the qualified retirement accounts, except for your 401k if you're still working and over 70.5. But that percentage goes up annually, so that was a little bit of an eye-opener for this man. But, you know, the IRS wants to make sure that you're taking out all that money and paying taxes on it, so that's one way to make sure that that potentially could happen. So one thing to look at when you're doing your semi-annual or annual reviews with your certified financial planner is what is the allocation in your qualified accounts versus your taxable accounts? Where is the income? Where is the growth? What's going to put you in a position where you potentially will have to take a larger required minimum distribution simply based on growth versus income? So diversification, allocation, it's all important.
While we're on that, if you want to know how much you need to take out of your account this year, the good news is on our website we have a calculator that will tell you exactly what you need to take out based on your age. So you need to know your balance on December 31st. You can go to our website, financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com, click on Learning Center, and go down to Tools and Resources. And right there on our website, you can calculate what your RMD is for 2019.
Yeah, you didn't pay taxes putting the money in, so now the IRS wants you to take
money. Well, that's the way it is.
Yes, you know. Yes, that's the way it goes.
Get you sooner or later.
Uncle Sam, got to get his share.
All right. So, and again, it's important to balance the allocation on the taxable versus the tax-deferred.
Right. Is that easy? I mean, how do you plan for that? How do you tell your
clients? Well, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and we need to know what our client's risk tolerance is through them doing a really, really fun, put together by the IRS, risk questionnaire. Yay.
Mm.
But it does help us narrow it down. People's attitudes towards risk and, you know, their age and the amount that they have to invest. When people are taking required minimum distributions, I think sometimes it's better, again, based on the risk tolerance for more equity items, things are going to be taxed as capital gains versus ordinary income to be in the taxable accounts versus the tax-deferred accounts. But that's my personal preference with my clients.
That's how we do it.
All right. Well, if you have a question for the panel, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. And Nick and DeBerry's got a question similar along those lines. Nick, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, yeah, I'm over 55. I'm actually 58, and I've been unemployed since about the end of September. And my wife and I were kicking around. She's already retired. And I was on the IRS website, and it looks to me that if you're over 55 years of age, you don't have to pay the 10% penalty if you're withdrawing monies out of a 401k. Is that correct?
No. Out of a 401k, yes.
Yes, but not out of an IRA.
Yes, that's correct.
That's the operative thing.
That's correct.
But if you should be aware that if you're taking money from a 401k and it's being sent to you, the 401k provider is going to withhold an automatic 20%.
Okay. Okay, and can that can the provider that's holding that 401k, can that be moved around to somebody like you guys to manage it or hold it or distribute it, or because the company's on the West Coast, which the 3-hour time difference kind of causes problems if you want to talk to somebody, you know.
Well, Nick, that's something that we do day in and day out. Is, you know, when people retire, they roll over their 401ks into a rollover IRA. You know, that would sort of kill the question that you're asking about taking money out before 59 and a half. The 55 and above, I mean, 55 to 59 and a half works for a 401k without paying the penalty. If you roll it over into an IRA and you're under 59 and a half, you will have that 10% penalty. So that may come into consideration. If you did want to roll it over and have somebody like us manage it for you, I would suggest that you take whatever distribution you're thinking about taking prior to doing that, so then you don't have the 10% penalty. You may end up getting a little bit of a tax refund, depending on how your taxes fall out for the year, with the withholding
30%. Really,
but yes, we offer a complimentary consultation, and we, you know, look at putting together some type of retirement cash flow plan for you, and do some analysis on your investments, and make recommendations based on that. Fun risk survey talked about.
That's great. I mean, there's no requirement that if you wanted to withdraw money that you had to take all the money out at one time.
No, not at all.
Nick, there's one way that our listener, you and our listeners should know, though, to avoid the 10% penalty before 59 and a half, and that's what we call using a 72T calculation, which is a series of periodic payments that exceed 5 years or beyond 59 and a half, whichever is greater. And you can minimize the taxes, or eliminate, I should say, eliminate the 10% penalty. Doesn't work in all cases, but once again, as Nancy said, it's part of what we do as certified financial planning professionals. Look at what's best for you, how to minimize those taxes, and then build that portfolio to really get you to where you want to go to provide you the income that you need today and the growth you're going to need in the future. In your situation, Nick, it's a good news, bad news situation is. The good news is you're still young. The bad news is you're still young. And you've got, you know, you've got 30 plus years that we need to worry about providing you income and increasing income, because I can guarantee you that in the next 15, 20 years, the cost of gasoline, groceries, and electricity will be a lot higher than they are today. So you're going to need an increasing income. And that's why it's critical that you do some planning before you launch off into retirement. So as Nancy said, we're glad to work with you. You can find us on the website, financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. Give us a call. We offer complimentary consultation. We'd be glad to work with you.
Yeah, Nick, if you want to give us a call next week, the phone number is 407-869-9800.
All right, I really appreciate it. You guys have a great show, too, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
You
know,
I listen
so much
to you guys every weekend, and it's just it's incredible that you guys, you made the statement this morning that it's not an hour-long pitch about what it is you do. You actually take phone calls, and I think everybody in the greater Orlando area really, really appreciates it.
Well, Nick,
you guys do a great
check's
show.
In the mail, Nick. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nick.
We appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
You guys have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Mm-hmm. All righty, Nick. Thank you so much for the call and so much for the kind words. If you want Nick's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Let's go to Eileen out in Claremont. Eileen, good morning. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Eileen.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
That's Nancy's
my question
name,
is,
I think, right?
No, it's my middle name.
Oh, it's
but I have to ask, how do you spell it, Eileen?
It's E-I-L-E-N.
I know, yeah. He spelled it I-L-E-N-E, which is how it is spelled from my middle name, but I figured yours was E-I. But anyways,
yes,
great name.
I'm calling because I have two homes, one that I own and, no, I own both of them. One of them is completely paid off and I rent it. The second one, of course, I live in. My question is it advantageous to hold on to this rental home as real estate, or is it better to possibly sell it and take that money and invest it in, you know, stock market or wherever?
It depends.
I just wasn't sure whether holding onto real estate versus investing it in the market somewhere.
It depends. What you're looking at is two broad categories of investing, real estate and other forms of investment, and it all depends on what you're investing in. So we can't categorically say that some investments that you invest in the stock market or mutual funds or whatever will outperform your real estate, because you have to look at that individual investment on its own. Where is it located? How much money is it generating? What's the upside potential in terms of growth? Or is it an area that's flat or going to be deteriorating in value over the next several years? So we can't categorically say that you ought to get out of real estate and put it in mutual funds or stocks.
But, investing in traditional things like we manage are certainly more liquid than real estate. You know, but
right,
as
liquid.
Joe said, you know, what is the objective?
Yeah.
You know, long-term growth is definitely, well, not definitely, because, you know, real estate markets are changing. It's more expected in holding a hard asset like a property than it is in stocks, bonds, mutual funds.
And real estate has the advantage. You know, you get some tax-sheltered income by being able to take the depreciation on it.
Are you managing it yourself?
No, I have a property manager because it's in South Florida,
mm-hmm.
and it's been profitable. I've made money every single year, basically. Not a lot, but I've made money depending upon which hurricane hit that area or not.
Sure.
So, Eileen, what's making you question this right now?
You know, only because I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, you know, let my daughter, you know, take it over, but I wasn't sure whether or not it's better to. I just wasn't sure which is the best path to take.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I can be worried about the stock market or, mm-hmm. you know, where you invest things, because you never know what will happen.
Right.
And I just wanted to get your opinion, but I understand now it's two different.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
real estate
could and should be a part of a diversified portfolio. The question is, once again, the quality of the real estate, and do you want to be a manager? But I want to swing back to something you just said about your daughter taking it over. What's your plan there?
Yep. Well, I am single. I only have one daughter, and my plan is to let her take over all of it. You know, do it. But
you're going to give it to her?
I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Okay.
I haven't made a will or anything, but yes, she will end up going to her if I still have the hard asset.
Okay.
You do need to speak with an estate planning attorney and get everything in place.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that all this will pass outside of probate.
Right.
So titling and succession is really important.
And what you don't want to do is give it to her or put her name on the deed while you're still living, because she would then lose what we call the step up in basis. Are you familiar with that term, Eileen?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so be careful, because
yes.
We see that people think they're being crafty.
For our listeners that don't know what that is, it's let's say that you paid maybe $100,000 for the property and it's now worth $300,000. If, you know, when you pass away, maybe it goes up to $5,000. So she would inherit it at $5,000 as opposed to having the $100,000 that you paid for it and having to pay gains on all of that.
And is this something you can do for me?
Well, we work with attorneys that do that. You can come in our office and we'd be glad to guide you the right way. We're not attorneys, but you're a single woman. Here's the things you need to consider, Eileen, and for all of our listeners that are in the similar situation. God forbid something happens to you this afternoon, somebody's going to have to make medical decisions for you, financial decisions for you, and unless you have the proper documents in place, you have just created one heck of a problem for your family. So as a minimum, get the durable power of attorney, a health care surrogate form, HIPAA release forms, and then look at a will and depending maybe a trust. So those kinds of documents and those kinds of things are more important than what Nancy and I do as financial planners, because that kind of stuff comes into play and you have no control over it, and then you've really created a problem. So it's one of the first things that we look at when we work with our clients as part of the questioning process. How are you fixed in that regard? And if you don't have an attorney you work with, we have one that we'll be glad to direct you to. But I want our listeners to be knowledgeable about that, because there's a lot of more and more single folks out there that leave this stuff to chance, and really you're creating big problems for your survivors, heaven forbid something happens to you.
And titling on simple things like checking, savings, money market, to have a beneficiary payable on death, transfer on death, on those types of things to your daughter will allow those to pass outside of probate. So you can make her the beneficiary, you can make her a signer, but not necessarily make her an owner on your various different accounts.
But if you don't have the durable power of attorney in place and something happens to you and you call the firm that's holding those assets, they can't talk to your daughter. They can't talk to anybody unless that you have that document in place. So we always encourage our clients, one of the first things we ask is, do you have that? And if you don't, let's get that done and let's get it on the file. So I had it this week, as a matter of fact. One of my long-standing clients for over 25 years just passed away this week, and her daughter called me earlier in the week. Her mother was in hospice, and I talked to her daughter for the first time. I said, I'm glad to talk with you, but I can't give any details unless we have the durable power of attorney. She emailed it to me, and bingo, things were smooth. But if I didn't have that, we have a mess on our hands.
So, Eileen, if you would like to contact us, we have a phenomenal financial organizer that can help you get everything in line. And we can take a look at the things that you currently have and give you some pre-instruction before you meet with the estate planning attorney as to what types of questions to ask and what type of titling and documentation you need.
Okay, and yes, I need to do something like that because I have nothing in place right now.
Sure.
Okay.
So,
and
we'll
give
Eileen the number to do that.
If you want to give us a call at 407-869-9800, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30.
Or 1-800-EXECUTE, easy way to remember it. 1-800-EXECUTE.
1-800-EXECUTE, that is simple. All right, Eileen, thanks so much for the phone call. We are up against the break. We're running kind of long. Time to get the three big things you need to know. And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We went a little long in our first segment talking to our great callers, but if you want to be here for the second half hour, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Get your question asked to Joe Byrne and Nancy Heck. And Joe and Nancy, what we got coming up from the workshop schedule standpoint?
From a workshop standpoint, we have on March 18th, everything you want to know about mutual funds. All of the workshops are in our offices, hosted by Gary Abley from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and he'll have a little snack. All he wants you to do is bring a desire to learn and some questions and maybe something to write on. We're not going to ask you for anything else, but March 18th, everything you want to know about mutual funds. The next one after that, May 18th. Then June 22nd, healthcare options in retirement. August 24, financial basics for life, strategies for success. If anybody wishes to attend any of the workshops, please go to our website, financialgroup.com. There's a workshop tab, and you can reserve a seat. They all fill up fast.
All right. We'll be back to continue to take your phone calls and questions at 844-220-0965 right after we get the latest news, weather, and traffic from Dave Wall. Hey, welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burks, alongside Nancy Heck, Certified Planning Professionals at Certified Financial Group. Ready to take your phone calls at 844-220-0965. And Joe, in case anybody may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about today?
Nancy and I are here to take questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old, look across the kitchen table to Loretta and say, Loretta, honey, you know, retirement's not too far away, and, you know, we've got this 401k, we've got this IRA, we have these investments, and we're going to turn this into income. What do? They don't teach us this stuff in school. So we go through life, you know, and sometimes it doesn't work. But that's what the Certified Financial Planner Professionals at CFG do day in and day out for a fee. And we're here this morning absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, there isn't anything we haven't heard before. If we don't know the answer right away, we will get back to you and tell you what you need to do. So pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
No, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well. 21232, the number to do that. Just text your question to 21232. We ask you to keep it about 160 characters because that's all we can see on the screen here. Again, 21232 for the text line. John in Orlando has dialed us up about a 401k question. John, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, John.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it very much. My employer just recently added a 401k option to our retirement, and I was wondering, would it be beneficial to move the part of the percentage that we're putting in right now over to the 401k option?
What are you putting it into currently? No. What portion? What's the title?
You say you're putting...
I'm not sure I understand that question. I'm sorry.
So where your dollars are being contributed to what type of account right now versus a 401k?
Oh, it is in a 401k. So I've been there for several years. So I'm contributing to the 401k. We're putting in about 10% of my income.
Mm-hmm.
And allowed us to start. They just opened up a 401k option for as part of the 401k. So I just wonder if we should take some of that.
Are you saying they added maybe a Roth 401k
Roth,
to it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yes, thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Yes.
And John, you said you're how old?
I am 55.
Okay. All right. So I'm a fan of, you know, pre-tax dollars as much as you possibly can do it. We know what the tax rules are now. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. We know that traditional retirement accounts have been tested and not changed in a long, long time. I see no problem with saving a portion into the Roth. I would do the bulk into the traditional because I feel that the rules are going to stay more stable with that than they are with the Roth. But you know, Roth dollars, you're having the after-tax dollars going in there, and then when you pull the money out, it's not taxable. So
would it be beneficial as well? So we to take some of the balance?
No.
Because then you're going to be subjecting yourself automatically to taxability. No, new dollars can go to the Roth. Current dollars.
Only new dollars.
Yes. Current dollars stay in the traditional 401k side.
Okay, so if you were... So I imagine we should put maybe if they're matching up to 3% and we're putting in 10%, we should take 6% of the traditional and maybe move the other 4 over to the Roth?
Or maybe 7 and 3. So yeah,
okay,
and it's something that's comfortable, but yeah. But don't move the current dollars. We're not up for voluntarily paying taxes.
Because if you
are subjecting yourself to additional taxes,
move them, it'll be additional taxes. That's
correct.
Never a good idea.
Correct.
Not a good thing.
All right, John, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want John's line, it's 844-220-0965, and it's 844-220-0965. Or you can text us your question to 21232, and we do have a text question.
Okay.
I'm 19 years old in Orlando. I don't want credit cards, but I need to establish some type of credit. How do I go about doing that? Thank you.
You need to get a credit card.
Got to get a credit card.
Yeah. And use it and pay it off. And
it's a texter, so it's not a caller, but, you know, well, I wonder what the negative...
What I might suggest is if the person, say, shops at Target frequently, you can get a MasterCard through Target. And you're going there anyways, you can use the card, but you never charge more than you can pay off. The idea of establishing credit is showing that you can make consistent payments. That's how you establish a good credit rating, is by making regular payments. So
it doesn't matter what it is.
No. If you're, you know, charge your groceries that you're paying cash for regularly, and then as soon as you get your bill, you pay it off. If you're regularly shopping at ABC store and paying cash and you have the money, then charge it. Let it go until you get your bill, and then you pay it off. The idea is to be able to show that you can consistently make payments.
Your payment history is the most important thing to affect your credit score. So you need to establish some form of history, and that's the best way to do it. Get a credit card and use it, but pay it off when you get the bill.
All right. That's simple.
And you can get them with as small as, you know, like a $300 or $500 line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so there's no temptation to really, you know, get yourself into trouble.
One of my neighbors told his teenager, gas cards. Just get a gas card, like
sure.
a Shell card,
yeah.
and just pay for the gasoline in your car.
Yep.
That's simple.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, that's something everybody's doing every week anyway.
Yep.
So
just like that. Got to start building credit, though, and that's the way to do a credit card.
So
because paying your water bill, for example, doesn't really hurt you or doesn't really help your credit score.
No,
it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. But while we're talking about bills and papers stacking up.
Sure.
On Saturday, March 30th, we have our shredding event.
Ah.
We have a big truck that comes and will shred all your papers instantly and can actually do some of the equipment such as hard drives and things like that. It's running from 8 o'clock till noon at our offices at 1111 Douglas Avenue. We ask that you bring no more than 2 banker boxes full of stuff to shred. Saturday, March 30th, from 8 until noon. And we have a little bit of refreshments that we'll give to people.
So it's absolutely free. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on events, and you can see all the things that's coming up and how to find our office. And we look forward to seeing you. We'll be broadcasting our show live, as a matter of fact, for 2 hours from
right there from the office.
Yes, from 9 to 11 on Saturday morning. So come by, say hello, meet me and Nancy and all the other certified financial planners that work with us at CFG. So we look forward to seeing you. That's March the 30th.
All right, circle the calendar, March the 30th. You should have all your taxes situation probably taken care of by that point because you don't want to be the last minute, April 15th. So you'll have a box full of stuff to shred.
That's it.
April 15th is a Monday this year.
A Monday.
That's right.
Yes.
So
you have the weekend to do your taxes and file them on Monday, which is most people will be doing.
But so they say keep 7 years worth of tax records. Is that what it about is? 7 years?
Well, that's a little extensive. But you should keep records for things that you bought that are assets.
Okay.
You know, if you have any, you know.
Well, I was going to say, we go to the closet and get that box marked tax record 2012.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody wants to know what to keep, we actually do have a shred or keep white paper, I guess is the best thing to call it. Yeah.
Is it up on financialgroup.com?
It's not, but if somebody wants it, they can request it. We will email it to them.
Yep.
All right. Just like that.
Just contact us at financialgroup.com.
Well, 844-220-0965 is the number to dial us up. 844-220-0965. David has done just that. David, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
What's up?
Got a quick question. I'm listening to those other radio shows that are, I think, just info commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about tax-free income using your retirement.
Yeah.
Retirement assets.
Yeah.
Are they looking at variable annuities? know, with drawing up the basis and taking a loan.
They're looking at life insurance. They're looking at life insurance. It's the oldest game in town. It's a way to sell life insurance, and the idea is you put the money in the life insurance policy. First of all, you get no tax deduction going in. The money will accumulate in the life insurance policy, and when you take it out, you're taking it out tax-free, because really what you're doing is you're paying yourself back. And that's, in my mind, it's a scam. It's a way to sell life insurance policies. Bank on Yourself is one of them. And they have great infomercials. In fact, they've written books. They can make a life insurance policy, sing, dance, and even do your dishes. Go to our website, financialgroup.com. Click on Info to Know, and there are some articles and white papers about those particular kinds of programs. I think they do the public a disservice when they talk about taking money out of your IRA, your 401k, and putting it in a life insurance policy, which pays a huge commission, with the idea that you're going to benefit in the long run by doing it.
And you said two things that need a little bit of clarification, that they will grow in value, and I think will is sort of a strong word. There's always going to be some type of guaranteed rate, but it may only be like 1%. And to get the money out tax-free, what you're doing is making a loan to yourself.
Right.
So, and what you're pulling out plus the interest accumulates and gets paid back when you pass away and reduces the death benefit that goes to the family.
What they're doing is they're combining life insurance with investments, and the two of those, that combination is not a good idea. If you want to buy life insurance, you buy pure term insurance. Figure out how much you need, the term period you need, and buy it. It's the cheapest way to go, and keep your investments separately. And if you can make your investments on a pre-tax basis where you get a tax deduction going in and accumulate for you on a tax-deferred basis, like in an IRA, a 401k, 457, 403b, that's the best way to go and accumulate wealth.
So how do they go about taking money out of your IRA without paying tax?
Oh, that's
No,
they don't.
It doesn't.
But what they will do is they will have some kind of program that will show you, even if you pay taxes on it, in the long run, how you'll be better off.
Well, because the money's going to accumulate tax-deferred, and then when you pull it out, it's coming out tax-free. But what they don't tell you is it's a high-interest loan on your insurance.
So if you have $1 million IRA, you're paying $300,000 in income tax. You have $700,000 in the account growing.
Right.
That you may have access tax-free. That's what they're trying to do. Is that
That's it. Or you can do the same thing with a Roth.
You're not supposed to talk about the $300,000 in taxes.
But that's you can do the same thing with a Roth and not put it into an insurance policy. So
okay.
I
just didn't understand how they could get it out of the IRA and not pay taxes.
You can't. You can't get out of the IRA without paying taxes.
But that's in the fine print.
Yeah, you can't. But they will show you through some mathematical gyrations of how that works. In the long run, it might benefit you with some certain assumptions. I wouldn't do it.
I love that line. Mathematical gyrations.
Yes, yes.
Straight from the Oracle right there. All right, we are up against the three big things you need to know. Elizabeth, hang on the line. You're going to be first up after the break. She's got some follow-up questions. But
okay.
If you want to get behind Elizabeth, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
News 96.5 WDBO.
Final segment of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. Last chance to get your question answered by Joe Burt, Nancy Hitt, Certified Financial Planners at Certified Financial Group, 5 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic. So we want to get right back to your busy, busy phone calls. First, Elizabeth has a question, a follow-up question to something you asked a little earlier. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Yes. Hi. You were speaking to a woman earlier who had two properties,
mm-hmm.
and toward the end of your conversation, you were advising her that she should get her durable power of attorney and so on.
Right.
I have all that. My husband passed a few years ago, and I put one of my daughters on my checking account so that she could sign, you know, if necessary. Then you said, and I lost that conversation.
Okay.
So about having a signer.
Right.
But not a co-owner.
Right, right. You want her to be able to have access to your account if, God forbid, something happens to you and she needs to write checks or something along those lines for your welfare. So you can make her a signer, but not necessarily an owner on your account. And then you would also want to make her a beneficiary. Let's say, God forbid, something happens to your daughter. She gets into a car accident and somebody sues her. and you have a joint account with her, your assets are now open to suit. So that's why I'm suggesting that you make her a signer and a beneficiary, but not necessarily an owner on the account.
Okay, so how do you separate those two?
Well, you have to go sit, you know, sit down with somebody in customer service where you bank and let them know that you want to change your account so that it's owned by you alone. You want to add a beneficiary designation, and you want to add your daughter as a signer. It's that easy, really.
Oh, okay, it sounds great because I do have some, how about CDs? Just leave them as beneficiaries. I have
Correct.
Some other daughters as
Correct.
Well. But,
yes.
So leave them as beneficiaries. I have some transfer on death.
Mm-hmm.
And very good. I thank you very,
sure.
very much. So
thank
I
you.
Will go
right.
to my
thank
place
you.
And take care of it.
And thank while I'm clarifying, so apparently something I said about the shredding was incorrect. Also, we're not doing hard drives. So,
gotcha.
Take that off the list.
But bring the paper.
Bring the
yeah.
paper.
Two paper
Two boxes.
Boxes.
That's it.
All right, Tom and Avito. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, Tom.
Morning, Tom. What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing
how
great.
You?
Good. I have a, my question is, my mom passed away July 2018. My dad passed away in October 2018.
Mm-hmm.
My dad named me executor in the will, and I've already gone through the courts to get personal representation. But I am getting bombarded with, my dad had, I don't know, tons of life insurance policies
mm-hmm.
and IRAs,
mm-hmm.
and I just don't have the time to do all the legwork, it seems like.
Tom, if you want some help organizing and applying for everything, let us know. Sadly, I have way too much experience in this area. You know, when you work with the older clientele, sometimes you deal with death frequently. But if you need help organizing and applying for and getting the paperwork done so you can clean up all these things and disperse them the way that they need to be, please give us a call.
And you have
and
to
be happy to help you.
And you have to be particularly careful about the IRAs that you handle this appropriately because you can really create yourself a tax problem. So Nancy's right. It's what we do day in and day out as certified financial planner practitioners at CFG. We have 11 of us under one roof. We are the largest independent financial planning firm in Central Florida, and we'd be glad to help you. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. You can make an appointment right there. I'm glad to help you walk through that information and perhaps do some financial planning for you along the way.
Absolutely. And the phone number?
407-869-9800.
Or?
1-800-EXECUTE.
There you go. You haven't used 1-800-EXECUTE in a long time.
Like you're executing a financial plan.
That's right.
That's it.
Yes. You haven't used 1-800-EXECUTE in a long time.
We're bringing it back.
That's right.
We're bringing it back.
Well, it's easy to remember.
That's it.
All right, so that's going to about do it for today's show. We got about 50 seconds left. One more time, we've got the Shred Event coming up when?
Saturday, March 30th from 8 a.m. until noon. Limit 2 banker boxes of papers, please. We're going to be broadcasting our show live, and it's at our offices at 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs.
All right. That'll do it for this week's edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group. We've been planning tomorrow.
Today.
And we'll do it right back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5.
WDBO.
Where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
7 o'clock at News 96.5 WDBO.